理课堂听 class.com。
Against terrorism grinds on in Afghanistan, with U.S. forces searching through dangerous terrain for al-Qaeda holdouts. One of the searchers is a new recruit, powered by batteries instead of military rations. Our Nick Robertson has the story.
Past waiting troops, a new ally in the battle against al-Qaeda speeds forward. PAGBOT, the U.S. Army's first battlefield robot, checks the trail ahead and sends back pictures.
They have built a wall. It's going straight and right about here. They built a wall that someone's knocked down.
Minutes later, there's the wall, and no one put at risk in the dangerous cave to find it.
I don't even have to be anywhere near the cave looking through this eyepiece. I could see exactly what the... I could switch cameras so I could see what I need to see.
Clearing caves and checking buildings, the main mission for the Army's newest recruit to the ranks. And while its battery packs leave it sometimes lacking the stamina of more able-bodied combatants, PAGBOT has been winning friends.
Absolutely great addition. It's going to prove its worth. I think we used it in cave exploration, and I think there's quite a number of ways we can use that.
Speeding those developments back at Bagram Air Base, technicians, soldiers, and scientists mix in an unconventional military approach to getting the job done.
The idea here was be quick. This whole process from beginning to end is 90 days.
Also radicalizing traditionally slow and expensive military development, the $45,000 pack box components are mostly commercially available. Ongoing projects with the two prototypes include fitting PAGBOT with guns, grenades, chemical agent testing, and more cameras.
While no one here expects this new high-tech point man to replace combat troops anytime soon, it seems the hunt for al-Qaeda is giving this new generation of warrior an opportunity to get its feet or tracks on the battlefield.
Question is, will the name PAGBOT catch on?
This one's name is... Is this Fester?
No, this is Hermes.
This is Hermes.
Well, it is tough when they all look alike. Luckily, so far, none have feelings.